Go ahead and get settled into your posture. And as you're doing so, why don't you just jump right in and establish an attitude of loving kindness towards your experience right now, starting with the experience of the body. Give yourself a little time for your awareness to kind of be able to meet your whole body. And just see if that awareness can be accompanied by a totally unconditional sense of love. I'm going to use the word love pretty generally here. And it has a few characteristics. One is total unconditionality. We could say an inability to perceive fault. A sense of welcoming. If there are like qualitative words that are seem appropriate for you, like warmth or light or something like that, you can incorporate them if they seem appropriate to your experience. Radiating or whatever. And I'm going to include a quality here, which is immovability by the presence of suffering. So that's why I'm not going to say compassion or loving kindness. I'm just going to say this is going to be a kind of love that is. Not really blown around by pain. Sometimes I think of it kind of like a dumb love. Or an indifferent kind of love. It's a funny word to say, indifferent, but indifferent to the presence of suffering or the absence of suffering. It's going to function nonetheless. So see if that dumb love can accompany your whole body, the experience of your whole body for the duration of the in and the out breath. And it doesn't have to be limited to your body if it helps you to think of it as something that is not limited by space or by any of the particular sense consciousnesses, something that's radiating or everywhere. That's totally fine too, whatever works for you. And you are free to use whatever words you like, but I am using the words dumb love with myself on the in and the out breath. And this is going to be a actually a gladdening the mind meditation. So we're going to just kind of go on a little magic carpet ride around here and appreciate the way that love or compassion or loving kindness or whatever you want to call it contributes to experience. And we'll start just here with nothing particular going on, just whatever it's like to be alive. And if you want a word for the in and the out breath for the over the course of the meditation, that can just be a very Thich Nhat Hanh couple of words here. We can have the word love on the in-breath and then smiling on the out-breath. Here is something to be glad about. That's gladdening the mind. going to go around and we're going to see how, well, to be a little bit prescriptive, I'm just going to say this love actually functions in a nice way in many different corners of life. And we're going to start with self-judgment. So go ahead and pick one specific thing that you might judge yourself about. And we're going to break it apart, and we're going to start with the fact that you perceive that thing. You ever notice that, like, some people don't even perceive certain things about you that you perceive about yourself? So we're not dealing with the feelings, we're not dealing with the judgment itself. We're just starting with the fact that you gather up the raw material of experience into this, and you say, "Oh, I'm like that." That's a fact, and we're not going to do anything with that fact except for meet it with this love. There's nothing to do about it, really. And I'll give you a hint. The perception may have a characteristic of absence or lack. Or it may have a characteristic of the presence of something deemed negative. And it may have a little taste of me. I'm like this. And all I want you to do is to meet that perception with totally undiscerning love. And the general idea, because this is a gladdening the mind meditation, is hey, this love can function here. That's neat. I think I'll appreciate that. Appreciate what it's like. Be glad. Now, see if you can get in touch with the feelings that come up with that particular little judgment. This could be the Vedana, namely the sense of pleasantness or unpleasantness, but it can also be a more kind of broad use of that word, feelings. When the world takes a certain shape, when I take a certain shape, it's not some dry fact of material science. It's full of human stuff, full of feelings. And again, see if you can meet those feelings with a love that does not even know what it means to fiddle with things. Okay, so it's not a love that's trying to fix anything. And again, the idea here is to appreciate it, to gladden the mind, to be glad. Oh, love can do this. And we're going to get in touch with one last aspect of your little self-judgment, which is summarized by the word. It's like a mental act, but it's summarized by the word bad. It's a certain kind of movement of the mind and the heart. And it's positioning itself in relation to that perception or in relation to some idea of me. Hello there. My little act of judgment. I am not going to do anything about you. Just bring that love in such a way that is not just another judgment. That's why it's got to be dumb love. It doesn't know good or bad. So it has no basis for struggle. So it can perfectly inhabit, co-inhabit the space with that thing, that little lashing out, that word, bad. And if you find that that's something that your dumb love can do, then you can cultivate some gladness, gladden the mind. And my words here for that are still the two words, love on the in-breath and smiling on the out-breath. Even if you're not grinning. And for the last few minutes of the meditation, what I'd like for you to do is to simplify things a little bit. And without reference necessarily to anything, any specific suffering or any specific dimension of yourself or the world, you're just going to dwell in gladness for love. As a way to concentrate the mind. So, see if you can get a message across to yourself that for the next couple of minutes, there is nothing else to do. Just going to dwell in gladness for love. What love? The one that's here right now. And the words are going to still be love on the in-breath, smiling on the out-breath.